Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Jeremiah 10:2. Well, this is Steve Clark, and today we're in 1 Samuel chapter 6. If you haven't listened to yesterday's message, it was a review of the last five chapters, and I just encourage you to maybe listen to that. You can press the zero button on your phone, and that'll bring you back to the main message, and then from there, you can press day six, it would be, and that would give you that message. But anyway, here we are, chapter six. It says here in verse one, and the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And if you remember, the Philistines had taken the ark in a battle. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviner, saying, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. So they wanted to, the Philistines wanted to know from their priests and their diviners, what shall we do? Because of the ark of the Lord that was there, people were being killed. There were many people dying. There was a plague upon the land. A lot of terrible things were happening to the Philistines, and God was putting pressure on them to send the ark back to its people. And they said, if you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. So when they send it back, send a trespass offering. If they don't do that, the plague will continue, and you'll wonder, why did this plague continue even though you sent this thing back? You need to send a trespass offering. And these priests and diviners, I don't think they had the law of Moses, but they this was what God had said in the law of Moses. In Leviticus chapter 6, it says, verse 4, then it shall be, because he hath sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he hath deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he had sworn falsely. He shall even restore it in the principal, meaning the thing that you took, take that back, give that back to the people, and shall add a fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. And so it says that they are to put a fifth part more. Well, these priests and diviners told them what they should do is that they shall bring an offering which we shall return to him. They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. And so they were to bring, they told them to bring 5, or to make 5 golden emerods, 5 golden mice. The emerods were the disease, and the mice represented the mice marred the land or something. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but something happened, and both of these things were symbols of what this plague and what these things happened, and that they were to do this. And it was interesting, they were to take a fifth part more back in Leviticus, and now here they're saying that they would take five of these and 5 of those and return them as a trespass offering. And it goes on and it says that, wherefore then, verse 6, do you harden your hearts, or don't harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wondrously among them? When God did they not let the people go, and they departed? So these priests and diviners were telling them, you know, we know what happened in Israel or in Egypt. Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. Look at all the things. Don't go that way. Verse 7 says, now therefore make a new cart and take 2 milk kine on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which you returned him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth-Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. God hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. So here they were saying, maybe this isn't really God's hand upon us. And here is a way that we're going to find out. We're going to take two cows. They've never had a yoke on them before, and they both have young calves that they're going to want to nurse. Take these cows, put the cart, this new cart, tie this new cart on them, and put the ark on there and let them go. If they go back to their calves, which is the normal thing, here, and they've never even pulled a cart before, they're going to just tug and pull away from each other. They're not trained to do this. But if they're pulling and tugging and they're not, you know, doing anything, we'll know that it's not God's hand upon us. If they go back to their calves, we know that it's not God's hand upon us. But if they take off and go towards Beth-Shemesh, we know that it's God's hand upon us. And so it says here that, verse 12, it says, and the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth-Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left, and the lords of the Philistines went after them under the border of Beth-Shemesh. Well, then when they got to Beth-Shemesh, there were some Israelites reaping their wheat in the valley there, and they saw the cart coming, and they were very excited about it. And what they did is they took the Ark of the Covenant and this trespass offering, they put it on a large stone that was there. They cut up the cart into pieces, this new wood they cut up, and they made a fire there, and they killed the two cows and burnt them on this altar that they had made, or on this fire that they had made there. Then the lords of the Philistines saw what had happened there, the ones that were following, and they returned to their own place. And here also, in these men of Beth-Shemesh, it says here in verse 19 that they looked inside the ark of the Lord, and the Lord smote the people, 50,000 and 70 men, and the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And so here, what I want us to look at today is I want us to see that God deals differently with people, depending upon what we know and depending upon the light that we have. You know, God was not happy with the Philistines for taking this Ark of the Covenant. It's obvious they suffered this plague. But, you know, I could hardly imagine they did not look inside of the Ark of the Covenant. It doesn't say that they looked inside of it, but I could hardly imagine they didn't. You know, curiosity and all of these things. It doesn't sound like God smote them for looking inside of it. It sounds like God smote the Philistines for having the cart and taking it away from the Israelites, even though it was in a battle and all that and things. But here we have the men of Beth-Shemesh look inside the cart and they know better. They know that they're not supposed to do that according to the law, or they should have known. And they did, and God smote them. Another thing here is the Philistines put the ark on a new cart. They made a new cart for this ark, and they put it on there and transported it that way. And according to the law of Moses, what they were to do is they were to make stays and put through the rings of the cart, and that men were to carry the ark of the covenant. I think I said cart there. They weren't put stays on the cart. They were put stays on the ark, or rings on the ark, and put stays in there. And they were to carry the ark from place to place, not to put it on a cart or anything like that. Well, that was the way God had told them to do it. But here we have David in 2 Samuel chapter 6. It says, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David rose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab. and verse 4. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments, made of fir, and so on, different instruments. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. So it was being pulled by oxen, just like the Philistines. It was put on a new cart, just like the Philistines. And Uzzah was one of the sons of Abinadab. He took hold of this to steady the thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Peruzzah to this day. And so then David inquired of the Lord, why did you smite Uzzah when all he was doing is he was steadying the ark so the thing wouldn't fall over? Why did you do that? And the Lord showed him, it was because you weren't carrying the ark the way that I had instructed you to do it, with the stays in the rings. And that was the reason. So then David repented and did it the way God told him to do it. And my point is here today is that we're not to learn the way of the heathen. That was the verse I started off with. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. We're not to learn the way of the heathen as the people of God, whether it was back there in the Israelite time or in our time as Christians. We're not to learn the way of the heathen. The heathen do something one way that doesn't give us, even though if it worked out fine, it doesn't give us the right to do it a different way. And one of the examples that I would like to use just to get you to think about this is, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of music today. There's rock and roll, there's rap music, there's all kinds of different things. And what people have done is, you know, this rock music didn't come from God. It came from a rebellious generation back in the 50s and 60s. It came from it came from the pit of hell. But what people have done is they've taken Christian words and they put it to rock music, and thinking that it's going to minister to people and make them godly people because they put Christian words to it. That's learning the way of the heathen. We're not to learn the way of the heathen. People put Christian words to rap music. Rap comes from the pit of hell. And those are just some examples here, and there's many more that we could look at, but those are some examples where people learn the way of the heathen, and they do it the way that the heathen do it, and it's not according to what God would have us do. God would want us, our music, to be holy and pure and not defiled by these worldly things. So that's my encouragement for us today. I just want you to think about that, and that we wouldn't learn the way of the heathen. We wouldn't do things the way the world does it. Our insurance plans and our trusting in man's flesh or in man's wisdom and taking counsel from the ungodly. And there's many different things that we do, going to psychiatrists and psychologists and those kind of things, just some examples. God doesn't want us to learn the way of the heathen. He tells us how we can get free from bondages and corruption and different things and depression. It's not through a psychologist. So these are some of my thoughts here today from this lesson and from this story in 1 Samuel chapter 6. So God bless you. If you have any questions, if you want to leave a message, you can do that by pressing 099 on your on the phone there, and that'll bring you to our voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, you have any comments, you can do that, 099. And then once you've left your message, push the pound key, and then it'll give you another menu. It'll say save it, press 1, hear it again, press 2, or re-record your message, press 3, and you can just push save it if you want, press 1. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.